should stay dry on Friday. The 5 o'clock report coming up.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The man who Salt Lake City police believe is connected to four intentional hit and runs made his first court appearance today. We have team coverage, and let's begin with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
26-year-old On Pham made a virtual appearance at the Salt Lake City 3rd District Court at 1 this afternoon. The initial hearing was quick and laid the groundwork for a trial that includes multiple felonies. I asked KSL legal analyst Greg Skordist what we can expect as next steps in the case.
He's charged with 6 counts of attempted murder. All of those are first-degree felonies, punishable by up to life in prison on a 5-year minimum. He's also charged with what you might call hit and run, which is failing to remain at the scene of an accident involving an injury.
Skorda said these are very serious charges that can result in life in prison sentences. He's currently being held without bail. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
As the suspect faces the full weight of the justice system, KSL-TV's Shara Park has been looking into On Pham's past. Our team coverage continues.
You guys, I just really want to praise the women who spoke up, these families who spoke up. You know, a hit and run, just one off here, one off there. They don't, you know, you don't really start to connect those dots. But these women were paying attention and said, this sounds like what happened to me. And you guys, who knows right now how many cases are really tied to this?
Shara Park tells David Dujanovic On Pham has a long history with police, ranging from theft accusations, charges of lewdness, to punching out a UTA train window. We learned this afternoon that former U.S. Senator and former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died. The host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, sat down with Lieberman in November to talk about the current state of the nation.
And we've lost the capacity, I think, for reasoned and mutually respectful discussion, dialogue. And too much of it is at the extremes, and people are yelling at each other. These are partisan fights. Too much of it is shaped by the bad examples of people in Washington who dominate these discussions. And honestly, for the good of our country, we've got to get back to just being able to talk with each other as fellow Americans, fellow children of God, if I may.
Yeah.
And respecting what each other says, to understand we can disagree without dividing. And in fact, we're probably healthier for it.
The late Joe Lieberman, if you're straining to remember, he was Al Gore's running mate, then left the Democratic Party in 2006, won re-election to the Senate in Connecticut as an independent. We're going to go in depth with his friend, Boyd Matheson, about 10 minutes to talk about Joe Lieberman's legacy. New details this hour in yesterday's bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff divers today recovering 2 of 6 road crew members who plunged into the river. Colonel Roland Butler detailing the discovery.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered 2 victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Investigators also learning today that the cargo ship underwent engine maintenance before it lost power, slamming into the key bridge. Governor Wes Moore calling it a global crisis. He says the global economy depends on the Port of Baltimore. He's asking for federal help in rebuilding.
Despite this task ahead of us being daunting, I can tell you right now, our resolve is unshaken.
He says the state is determined to rebuild the bridge and get the port operating as quickly as possible. Former President Trump has lashed out at the New York judge who put him under a gag order in his upcoming hush money trial. Mr. Trump also criticized the judge's daughter, who posted a photo illustration of Trump behind bars. And the New Jersey liquor store that sold the lone jackpot-winning Mega Millions ticket says it will donate its $30,000 bonus to charity.
It's an amazing thing when you think about how lucky we are to be the store that sold this ticket. It's 1 in 302 million. That's the chance of winning this lottery.
The winner or winners haven't come forward, but they have a year to claim their prize. You can see more on these stories at KSLNewsRadio.com. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.
A decade after the murder of three Utah men, Richard Christopher has been sentenced, the judge giving him 56 to life. Christopher shot and killed the men during a meeting to purchase a home, then cremated the bodies at a Utah County cremation facility that's typically used for large animals. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn to Ricky Meese.
Crews are making progress on clearing this crash northbound I-15 in Clearfield, but they're not done yet, and that means that left lane is still blocked, causing stop-and-go delays back to Kaysville. Southbound I-15 jammed up in Salt Lake County from South Salt Lake into Draper, and Utah County also seeing delays, and it could be either direction between American Fork on I-15 and Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
K-